AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to a short bonus episode this week. The open gym, as we like to call it, open gymming. Oh. I hate calling it that, and I hate you both for making me call it that. Angelo, I think, went to the bathroom.
He went somewhere.
He actually told us this time, though. So I wanted to, like, because this is our more, like, off the record, like, not as, like, streamlined or whatever. I'm specifically doing this because I kind of want Austin's reaction to some of them, and Angela's not here, so that kind of hurts it. But we have been getting some interesting advertisement options for, like, what we're supposed to advertise, right? Uh-huh. Like, we get paid. One of them was, I forget, this is why I wish Angela was here, because I didn't think about this before he said he'd be right back. It was basically like relationship therapy, specifically, and this is the key part here, because if you know us, you know why this is so strange. Specifically, relationships and dating, therapy and advice for African-American couples. Why the fuck would we...
All right. Now what's going on?
I'm telling Austin about the... Casually toxic? The
comfortably toxic. There we
go. Is that what it's called?
Yep.
Where, like... We are not qualified at all in any way, shape, or form to comment on that. But that was something that we got offered as an advertisement opportunity.
So it goes back to what I said in the last episode, bonus episode, of there are on the advertising space that I use, there are a lot of podcasts that offer up money for spots and ad times on different podcasts. I don't like that. Like, no matter what you are, I don't like that. And I don't think I'm ever going to, like, put a legit offer in for one of those, because I just don't like how that feels. I don't know.
No, I completely disagree. I just...
That completely one disagree?
No, I completely agree. Sorry.
Okay.
No, I completely agree. That one, when you were reading them off to me, like, that one just jumped out to me, because, like, that would be so tone deaf for us to do.
What? Talk about long-term toxic relationships?
No, specifically the African-American relationship.
Oh, in the Black community, yes.
Yeah. Like, that was...
And it was a rebrand, by the way.
Like, for those of you that don't know, we are all the whitest kids you'll ever meet.
Right.
Like, it is... We are so far, like, not qualified to speak on that at all. I would have been... If you had signed us up for that, we would have had to do it, because a contract is a contract.
Now, time out, though. I thought when I was doing this, I said that I was very picky, and you're just like, "Oh yeah, money is money. Just do whatever, man. Come on, let's just do it."
No.
When there's real consequences to that decision making, now it's a problem.
For the record, that the context, again, Angelo does this thing where he doesn't care about context; he only cares about the end result. The context of that was him saying he wouldn't do something like Raid Shadow Legends or like Blue Apron or whatever the like big time like throw money at streamers and content creators. He said he wouldn't do that. Like, yeah,
I wouldn't do it. I said I wouldn't like immediately say yes to it. Depends on the money.
But like on that, yeah, I would. Now, when it comes to something like that, It's not the consequences that I don't feel right commenting on that because I'm not like that ain't me. That would be doing a disservice to the people that need that or utilize that. It's dishonest. Because if I'm commenting on Raid Shadow Legends, I might have downloaded it once. Like, if they offered us, like, I'll play it, I'll figure it out before I tell people, hey, go download it. I couldn't speak on behalf of couples sure? in the African-American community.
You sure about that
with
one?
Relationship start. No, I absolutely cannot.
Okay.
I absolutely cannot. You, can you?
No.
Right. That was really all. I don't know. Like, for some reason, I just wanted to
what
shoot the shit about that one.
But why? So you understand that my tendency to be very picky with advertising is a pro. It is a pro.
I don't think you need to be picky with that one to see why that one was a little tone deaf. That's a fastball down the middle. You know you don't hit it. Oh, you do. But you don't. That's what I'm saying.
It's a fastball down the middle. You don't hit that.
No, you hit it. That's the metaphor I was going for is you do hit it. Like, it's a fastball down the middle. It's an obvious answer. No. That's not like saying, oh, why can I not think of these companies? HelloFresh. If HelloFresh comes to you and tells you to talk about their chicken carbonara, you say yes. Whether you've had it or not, you do it.
Did you say carbonara?
Yes, however you did say carbonara. Carbonara.
Well, are you serious? We're going to...
Yeah, bitch.
Yes. That was a fastball, Ren. It was right up the middle. You should have hit
it. Yeah, right down the middle.
I really want to go eat, like, Mexican food with y'all, just so I can be that pedantic.
No.
Oh, man, you don't know the can of worms you just opened, just an FYI.
That stands for your information, just so you know.
I think the worst part is that he keeps unmuting his mic to make these little one-liners, and then he immediately mutes his mic again. It's actually, like, infuriating.
Yeah.
Too bad.
And now he's typing. Why is he typing? Hold on.
He wins. That's all.
I have my toggle mute on the apostrophe. So whatever.
All right. So now the real point of this bonus episode.
Crap, I knew you were going to talk about this stupid shit.
The Curse of Cleveland, Does It Exist? By Angelou.
Yes.
Posted May 28th, 2009. I was driving a dead road on the northern part of Ohio when I turned the radio on. Radio host said something interesting.
You dickhead! You know what? I'm done with this. I'm going to 2K.
I'm sorry, Angelou.
Yeah. Oh, Fuck you.
Let's scroll through.
The Brady one.
Oh God!
My favorite article is What Now, Brown Cow. I don't know what it says. Oh, this one. I'm gonna read this one in my free time later. An unbiased summary of the Cleveland Cavaliers versus Orlando Magic.
Are you guys done? You guys had your fun.
There was one more.
Can we go to the 2K now? Please.
There it is. I found it. Manny tests positive ... for sexual enhancement.
Wait, what? Hold on.
Go down.
Oh my God, it's there.
Stop it. You guys are mean.
We love you, man. Angelou.
Huh?
Oh, man, I was... Nothing. Hold on, I gotta read the Manny test positives for sexual enhancement.
I'm sorry, the best part is enhancement spelled wrong.
Yep. Now listen, this was 2005, dude. Stop it.
2009.
Oh, 2009. No, 2009, dude.
You couldn't spell in 2009?
I can't spell now.
I was gonna say he can't spell now, homie.
Fair point.
Hey, if you take male sexual enhancements, it'll give you more energy and spunk. I'm citing that on my thesis.
I hate you both. I'm getting off. You guys can end the episode. I'm getting on 2K. See you guys.
All right. Thanks for joining us for this very short episode of Dunking on Angelo. I told you it was called Open Gymming. That was a ruse. It was a lie. It was slanderous. I was waiting for Angelo to get here so I could do this. This was the dunking moment, and the worst part is you might never hear it because he's the one that gets the file to upload. I hope he is an honest man and he uploads it. At least as a short. This should be a short because this was solid. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you guys next week. Love you. Bye.
See ya.
That's not the right one. What's the...